A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, if only you would put up with a little foolishness from me. Please put up with me, for I am jealous of you with the jealousy of God, since I betrothed you to the one husband to present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I am afraid that, as the serpent deceived Eve by his cunning, your thoughts may be corrupted from a sincere and a pure commitment to Christ. For if anyone comes and preaches another Jesus than the one we preached, or if you receive a different spirit from the one you received, or a different gospel from the one you accepted, you put up with it well enough. For I think that I am not in any way inferior to these super apostles. Even if I am untrained in speaking, I am not so in knowledge. In every way, we have made this plain to you in all things. Did I make a mistake when I humbled myself so that you might be exalted, because I preached the gospel of God to you without charge? I plundered other churches by accepting from them in order to minister to you. And when I was with you and in need, I did not burden anyone, for the brothers who came from Macedonia supplied my needs. So I refrained, and I will refrain from burdening you in any way. By the truth of Christ in me, this boast of mine shall not be silenced in the regions of Acadia. And why? Because I do not love you? God knows I do. The word of the Lord. Your works, O Lord, are justice and truth. Your works, O Lord, are justice and truth. I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart in the company and the assembly of the just. Great are the works of the Lord, exquisite in all their delights. Your works, O Lord, are justice and truth. Majesty and glory are his work, and his justice endures forever. He has won renown for his wondrous deeds. Gracious and merciful is the Lord. Your works, O Lord, are justice and truth. The works of his hands are faithful and just. Sure are all his precepts, reliable forever and ever, wrought in truth and equity. Your works, O Lord, are justice and truth. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "In praying, do not babble on like the pagans, who think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This is how you are to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. If you forgive others their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions." The Gospel of the Lord. And so today we hear Jesus teach us the Lord's Prayer, and I've been writing a book on this, of course, for 10 years. Anyway, we'll get it done one of these days. But Jesus begins by saying, do not rattle on like the pagans do, or babble on like the pagans do. And again, that means you go into automatic pilot and you say a bunch of words. That's why when people come here, they go out of their mind, because I actually had people say, "Father, I can't take your parish because you say the Our Father too slowly." Well, we're not to rattle on like the pagans do. See, here Jesus explicitly says something, and we explicitly contradict him without even a thought. Doesn't matter. This is what I do. It's what I've always done. Last week at Mass, some woman just kept pushing it and going faster and faster, and she did it very loud. And I stopped, and I just gave her the evil eye until she finally stopped. But again, people think that this is the way it's supposed to be done, Father. Now, you shut up. I will not. God calls us to pray mindfully, not mindlessly. To think about what we pray, to say as if we're having a conversation with an almighty God, not just saying a bunch of words that we had memorized since we were children. That makes us pagans. That's why I call everybody pagans. Because in reality, most people just go through the motions. Here I am, da da da. Keep doing these things. Because when we really get this, do you hear what Jesus says? He explains the prayer again explicitly. Immediately, Jesus explains the prayer. If you forgive others, your Father will forgive you. If you don't forgive others, neither will your Father forgive you. So after you and I today at this Mass say, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive, you and I are telling Almighty God, God, if I forgive people, forgive me. If I don't forgive people, damn me. That's what we're saying. Right? So you and I, before we receive communion, we really got to think, is there anyone I have not forgiven? And then it's an act of the will. Okay, Lord, I forgive them now, and I ask you to forgive them. It's an act of the will. Now, most people won't even get that far. I don't want to make the act of the will. Then be damned. Period. We got to believe that when we pray something, God hears our prayer, and he answers it. We will say, forgive me the way I forgive others. So it's a very real thing. Paul in his first letter is extremely real. I love it. No piety, no fakeness, realness. We got to be real when we pray and mean what we pray because God will answer what we pray. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.